Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Now, there's a great organisation called Befrienders Dublin, which has been mentioned here on the programme a few times. It's a mental health organisation, a support group. Now, Claire Bergen has contacted us. Claire, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe.
Well, you have news about Befrienders Dublin.
Yeah, it's closing down. It's terrible, isn't it?
And do you know why it's closing down, Claire?
Basically, the board tried to expand it out to be a more national rather than just Dublin-based.
Okay.
And they connected with the HSE, but the HSE have an employment freeze. They tried to get someone connected in from Mental Health Ireland, and it was just because of the freeze, they have to close down. They didn't reach certain standards or something, so...
And how did you come in touch with Befrienders Dublin?
I experienced a mental illness 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I was in hospital for 3 months, and the coordinator and one of the volunteers came into the hospital to talk about it.
And what difference, trying to explain to us, to listeners, what Befrienders Dublin does, what do they do that's so obviously so useful and so important?
It's a social group for people who have mental health issues. So
okay.
We all support each other when we're there.
Right,
it's a place
right.
where people can be themselves without worrying about being judged for their mental illness. And basically we've had movie nights, we've had quiz nights,
right.
karaoke nights, bowling, the cinema. We've been to holidays to Bundoran every year, and it's just been brilliant.
And what's the connection with the HSE? Do they give a premises or...?
Basically the main office is based in a HSE office.
Okay.
And it's like the board connected with the HSE to try and expand it out a bit more, and they were trying to reach certain jurisdictions, and it just wasn't possible, so they have to disband it.
And so all those... trips and events and social outings and gatherings, you say they'll no longer be available to you?
No. Tuesday is the last one that I'll be going to. It's the last one. Three places in Dublin. They have Coolock, they have Blanchardstown, and they have Finglas. And Tuesday is the Coolock one, so that'll be the last one that I'll be going to. And then Wednesday will be the last one for Finglas, and Thursday is the last one for Blanchardstown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And how many people will go? Have you any idea how many people go in each night?
Well, to the Coolock one, there's usually between 6 to 10 of us.
Yeah, great.
I don't know about how many in the other clubs. So I've never been to the other clubs myself.
And it is a voluntary organisation, but uses HSE. In other words, is there any possibility it could keep going?
Well, they were trying to look into getting Mental Health Ireland involved, and they are looking into that, but it probably won't be the same, and we won't have the same coordinator.
Yeah,
I know. Just won't be the same without her.
Okay, well, we'll try and find out more about Befrienders Dublin.
Yeah.
But they were a great benefit to you, Claire.
Yeah, like the board were a volunteer group who started it out, which was brilliant, and it was great for them to do that. But I feel kind of left at a loss now. Like, I don't really know what to do with myself. It was a great social outlet and a great place to go whenever you're feeling really down in the dumps.
Yeah. So important, isn't it? Those organisations,
yeah.
So important. Have they given you any other indication of that they might be able to help you or that they might give you an alternative?
They gave us a list of other organisations to contact, and that was kind of what we were left with. Like, someone was saying that they're going to join the 245 club. I don't know much about that, though, but they meet in Drumcondra, apparently, and it's run by a priest.
We'll try and find the 245, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the 245 club,
Okay. Claire, mind yourself, if we get any more information, we'll pass it on to you. And if you get any more information, will you come back to us as well, please?
Yeah.
Because
like,
it's really...
they'd have Christmas parties as well. We're having our last Christmas party in the middle of December this year, but it won't
be the same, yeah.
Like, I'll dance and stuff, but it's just gone away heavy on me, really.
Yeah.
That's the last one.
Okay. Claire, thanks indeed, and we will keep in touch. That's Claire Bergen, 51551joe@rt.ie.